The Lord is good.
All the time.
The Lord is good.
All the time.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I think Chris will do a better introduction because he's the worship leader today with the children. But I thought I should bring to the notice of the congregation an important but sad announcement. On Sunday the 16th of June, that is last week, Henry Ray Gilmore of Newport-on-Tay, aged 74 years, passed on to glory. He was a member of our congregation and a community, much loved dad of Paul and Mandy, and a dear brother and uncle and friend. The funeral service will be at Brewster Wells Crematorium on Friday, 5th July at 2:30 p.m., to which all family and friends are respectfully invited. No flowers, please, but donations in lieu to Henry's chosen charities can be made at the crematorium if so desired. Can I ask the congregation, please, if you are able to stand, let us observe a moment of silence for our departed brother and others before him. Then I heard a voice from heaven say, write this. Happy are those who from now on die in the service of the Lord, for their labor will follow them. May the soul of our departed brother, father, friend, and all others rest in perfect peace. Amen. Please be seated.
Hello. Welcome to Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland and to our end of year all-age service celebrating our children, young people and families. We also use the service to celebrate our amazing volunteers, which there's quite a number of you, who run all of our groups and events throughout the year. My name is Chris, for those who don't know, and I'm the youth worker here at this amazing church. And along with our children and young people, we will be leading the service today. We want to especially welcome those who are worshiping for the first time or those who are joining us on Zoom. Please stay for tea, coffee and biscuits in the hall, just through there. And we'd love also to remind everyone to bring your lunch to our congregational picnic at Tayfield Estate because it's sunny. It will be starting at 1 p.m. There will be games, time to get to know each other. And I'm going to say this very quietly, there's going to be ice cream. So please come join us. Our call to worship this morning is from Proverbs 3, and it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Let us stand and sing together a modern worship song, Build Your Kingdom Here, by Rend Collective. The words are on the screen with a video, and are on the order of service. Let us stand and sing.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us. Church, we need your power in us, and we seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst, refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor. This earth.
Grab a seat, and can we invite our next couple of people up to do our prayer of approach, confession of the Lord's Prayer.
Father God, we come to you with humble and open hearts. We ask that you will fill this place with the Holy Spirit. Transform us as we listen to your word and apply it in our daily lives. We ask that we can experience your fatherly love more each day. Lord, we also ask for forgiveness for the things that we have done wrong this week. We bring these to you now.
We thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for sending your Son Jesus to take our place on the cross, so that we can be forgiven and be in a relationship with you. We thank you for all these and more. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It's the kingdom, your power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our first reading today is going to be from Matthew 7, verses 24 to 27.
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.
Can I invite all our children and young people, if you want to come up to the table? For everybody else, you'll find out that if you turn to the screen, you'll see everything that's going on. We've set it up this way, so our young people can get up close and you can see what's going on. Can everybody see the table?
Yeah.
Yeah, great, cool. So, I feel like I'm on Art Attack here or, you know, Ready, Steady, Cook. Haven't you watched those shows? No? Yeah? No? Like, prepared something earlier. Okay, so here is something I prepared earlier. Can anybody tell me? A house.
A Lego house.
A Lego house. And can anybody see who's inside it?
A Lego person.
Should we show up to the camera? Can you see that? And I've got a second one. And we've heard a brilliant parable, thankfully read beautifully by Ariel. And we've heard this quite a few times, haven't we? Build your house upon the rock and build your house upon the sand. But God's word is living and breathing. And every time we read his word, we are giving him the opportunity to speak to us through it, aren't we? So when we read it, God can speak through us. So on the screen, you see we have two beautiful homes. Can you see that? Is that good? Yeah, hello. Okay. Yeah. And on each house, we've got a little minifigure inside. I don't know. If you can't see it, trust me, they're there. Okay. We also have a tub full of rocks and a tub full of sand. Do you want to test to make sure it's sand? Is it sand?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, great.
It's very soft.
Hands out. Perfect.
Yeah.
Good. Perfect. Thank you. Right. Awesome. But first, I've got to teach you a little bit of background about the session, the parable before Jesus talks to us. This comes after Jesus' teaching on the mountain. It's called Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus taught people a lot of important things, like how to pray, love your enemies, giving to the poor, how to deal with anxiousness, and more. And it was like being an extra long day at school with an after-school club. Young people, have you done that before?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really long days, and you just want to get home, and you want to get out your school uniform, and you just want to chill out and relax, maybe watch YouTube, play some games, whatever you want to do.
I'm not allowed on
YouTube. No, you're not allowed on YouTube, but maybe our young people are. But, or get home and have a beautifully home-cooked meal. Then Jesus says, everyone hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like the man who builds his house upon the rocks. Now, it's not really going anywhere, is it?
No.
No, it's not steady, and it's all good. So what is Jesus saying here? He is saying that those who listen to his teachings and puts it into practice has their life built upon the rock. And the rock is?
Solid.
Solid. And who's the rock representing?
Jesus.
God and Jesus, exactly. And the more we spend time with him and put into practice what we learn from Jesus' teachings, the stronger our foundations get. And when we live our lives, we build our house till it's beautiful and great, like this humble little abode I prepared earlier. The house remains standing initially, doesn't it? The house is standing, yes? But if a person hears Jesus' name, Jesus, and teaching, and doesn't put what they heard into practice, and their foundations are weak, they put their house like it's built on sand. Now, when we build upon the sand, the house remains standing initially, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right, awesome. Right, hands out the sand, because there's something extra special going to happen soon. Let's put a little rain in the mix.
Yeah.
Shh. This could go really well or really badly. We're going to find out. Not sand on it. Hold on. I need to step back. I need everyone to take a little step back for a moment, okay? Because I need to get something else out. This is why I've got this. Because I have a feeling whoever's going to be pouring it is going to miss, okay? So
is it going to flood?
We'll soon find out. What do you think the rain represents? Yes, Lewis. Water. But what about in life? What do you think rain and storms represent? Yes. Struggle. What things do we struggle with?
Maths.
Yes. Maths. You struggle with maths. Yeah, big thing. Good thing. What things do we struggle with in life? What are some of the things that can go wrong in our life? Can anybody think of it? Yes.
Maybe not trusting God.
Now you're not trusting God, falling over, hurting yourself. Yeah, that's a big one. What about when someone becomes unwell? Yeah? What about things like illness, death, pain? What about money, debt, all this kind of stuff? Yeah? All these things. Tax. Well, tax can be a good thing or a bad thing. Find that out July 4th, but we'll not go into that. Stuart, would you like to pour the water? So Stuart is going to pour the water for us. Now, this water represents life's troubles. I'd like you to pour it into the rock first. Just a little bit. Just a bit. Keep going. Great. Now, Jacob, do you want to see if that house sinks? Is that house sinking?
No.
But there's a lot of water that's went into that, right?
Because it's rock. It's not going to sink.
It's not going to sink. Why? But there's cracks in the rock and the water gets in and the house remains standing, doesn't it? Yes, great. What happens if you put it in the sand? Do the sand. That's what we're going to do. Do the sand. Keep going. Keep going. Go on. Now, what has happened to the poor house? It's sinking, isn't it? It's flooding because the house is built on sand. And sand, is that a strong foundation?
It's bubbly.
It's bubbly, yes it is. Right, I'm going to take this away now. What is Jesus trying to tell us here? Can somebody give me some answers? Yes.
Sometimes it's a hard time.
And it depends on our foundations, doesn't it? So if we have our foundation on God, we can get through almost absolutely everything, can't we? If our foundation is strong, God can help us through it. But if our foundation is weak, like it was the sand, we're going to sink. We're going to struggle. We're not going to see what's happening next. Does that make sense? So after this point, let's make sure to listen to what Jesus teaches us in the Bible, and let's put it into practice each and every time. So if Jesus says, love your enemies, even that person that's really annoying you at school, what are you going to do?
Love them.
What if God says, teaches you how to pray? You're going to pray. What if Jesus teaches you to give to the poor? Yeah, and each time we do that, the more we experience who Jesus is and the better our foundations are. Pretty awesome, right? Thank you. Do you guys want to go take a seat? We are now going to sing our second song. It is Will Your Anchor Hold in the Storms of Life? 737. like to invite Catherine and Amos to present the gifts to our creche and our Sunday club.
Good morning. I'm here to present the creche for their prize giving. This year has been probably one of the busiest creche years we've had in the past few years, which has been amazing. It's been just so inspiring to see all these young people come and dedicated. They run into creche, which is a great sign. And the friendships that they've been building has just been wonderful. They spend their time playing together, building their friendships, and I pray that they grow up continuing these, you know, this friendship in Christ. So for our creche and Sunday club. So first of all, we've got Anna Danielle.
Oh.
We've got George. Ewan. Samantha. Sophia's going to collect it for Samantha. Richard. Sophia, would you like to collect it for Richard as well? Caleb, he's not here today. So a few of our Sunday club aren't here, so we have another Anna, Matilda, Joy, Sophie, Murdo, Sophia, Joseph, Lewis. Elias, who's also left early. Jacob. Ariel. Lucas. And Rachel. Sophia, would you like to come up again for Rachel? And last but not least, it's actually a special day for one of our Sunday club. Murdo, it's his birthday today.
Oh.
Would you like to come up? Murdo, can you tell everyone, how old are you today?
Six.
Six, wow. And are you doing anything special for your birthday today? What are you going to do today? Are you going to the picnic? Yes. Well, we can all celebrate with you at the picnic. Would it be okay if I pray for you, Murdo? Yeah. Okay, let us pray. Lord God, thank you so much for Murdo. Thank you that he is so committed to Christ and coming to church every Sunday. Thank you that we're celebrating his birthday today. And even on his special day, he's still coming to worship you. Lord, help us to celebrate him through our church picnic
and that he has such a special day. Amen.
Our next reading is from Matthew 14, verses 22-33, and Stuart is going to read for us.
Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed onto the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Next, we're going to invite all our children and young people to lead us in a song called "God Can Do Anything." Words will be up on the screen and in the order of service.
Before we sing it, there's some actions along with it, okay? So those who know the actions, come up and help me show it to the rest of the congregation. We have practiced this for the last 2 weeks, so hopefully it'll go well. It's real simple. And I want everybody, if you're able, when you're doing the actions, to do them with us. And there's a wee twist. It gets faster and faster and faster. So you've got to try and keep up with our amazing young people. So the actions goes, God can do anything, anything at all. God can do anything, anything at all. Guess what? That's almost the first verse. So nothing is too big for him and nothing is too small. God can do anything, anything at all. And that's the only verse of the song. Next it goes, don't put him in a box. Don't shove him in a corner. I know it's difficult for the pews, but if you just don't shove him in the corner, I'll let you off. And it goes, don't you limit what he can do. Don't put him in a box. Don't shove him in the corner. Don't you limit what he can do. Have you got that? Great. Everyone up on your feet. Okay, let's go. Well done. Awesome. Anybody tired yet? A little bit? Anybody out of breath? If you're not tired, you didn't do it fast enough. That's the rule. Amos, can I invite you up to help present gifts for young people just now, please? Thank you. For our guests and our young people, we are also going to do our newly primary sevens who are coming up to youth group this year. There's a couple of them here today. So every year we give them our Good News Bible, which helps them with their youth group ties with us. They bring it along and write in it and they do everything like that. So I'd love to invite Callum up, Callum Hutchinson. And Michaela to come up. There is another four joining us throughout the year. We five actually. Ted, Oliver, Sorley, Maria, and Daria, who are all now coming up. They all came to camp with us in May, and they're all now more than welcome to come join youth groups. We've got Bibles for them as well. Next, we have Zira. Charlotte. And Gilead. Emily. And Annie. Robert Hutchinson is not here. Callum, do you want to come up and get it for Robert? William. And Stuart. Grace, would you like to come up and collect for your brother and sister Daniel and Ruby? And that is everyone who is here today, but we still have Zoe, Ailey, Sebastian, Callum, Connor and Cooper. Now, Callum and Connor and Cooper have actually left school. Right, scary a little bit. Callum is at college doing barbering, so if you need a haircut, Amos, Callum's your man to go to. He believes he's working at Sutherland, so there you go. Cooper is off to join the Navy, which is exciting for him. And Connor is off to university. We hope Glasgow. He needs to get the grade, but we're praying that he does. Okay? So keep them in your prayers as they move on to the next stage of their lives. Thank you, Amos. Our next talk is Taking Your Next Step with God. And I find that quite fitting because a few of our young people are moving on to the next stage of adulthood. But I think this is a story is for everyone. Let's set the scene first. So Jesus tells the disciples after a long day of feeding over 5,000 men and their families, which is about 20,000 in total, and experiencing the incredible miracle that is, and to go to the other side of the sea while Jesus went off by himself to pray. He took time with God, our Father, on his own, and we can do the same, and it's important for our faith too, especially after serving him in different ways. Our volunteers, for example, do Messy Church, those who did the welfare tent yesterday, all these kind of important things. It's important that we take time with God. But our main focus of the story is what comes next. The disciples by this point were in the middle of the sea and were battered by the winds and the waves. They were exhausted, restless, full of fear with what is going on around them. This all happened during the fourth watch, which is around midnight to 4 a.m. So who here has been up recently between midnight and 4 a.m.? How tired were you? Pretty tired, right? Okay. Right, imagine doing a full day's worth of work, getting on a boat, rowing, and then staying up. That's the scene. When they saw a figure walking out on the water, I don't know about you, but I'd be scared. Right? See a figure walking out towards you to the boat. Be like, ah! No wonder. But I wonder how you would have felt in that boat. I would think, am I dreaming? Is that really someone? Or I'd be scared, and that's what the disciples were feeling. But then this figure spoke to them. Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Now, some disciples would have calmed down at this point because they would have recognized the voice. Others, like Peter, questioned this and said, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And Jesus responds with, come. So Peter clambers out the boat. Peter puts a foot on the water, one foot. And he goes, I'm actually walking on it. Then he puts a second foot on the water. And then a third. And he's walking towards Jesus. And his eyes are focused on him. Then all of a sudden, he looks away. And he starts to sink in the water. Now, what does that mean for us? Why do you think Peter starts to sink? Young people? Children? Yes, Michaela. He looked, his focus was distracted, wasn't it, with the winds and the waves. That's right. And because he took his eyes off Jesus, that's why he sank. Well, that means for us two things. Jesus is with us wherever we go, especially out on rocky seas. He is there. But some people see him working more clearly when things aren't necessarily going their way. So we hold out for hope that things will get better. And we are searching for what that could be. Like disciples looking out into the horizon, looking for a break in the weather, and then they see something better coming towards them that they might not know yet. They see it's Jesus. And Jesus is transformative, and if we let him in to transform us, he will do that too. Secondly, if we focus on him, no matter where we are in life, and keep walking towards him, despite what's going on around us, we can always be sure-footed and always have hope in Jesus. And all it takes is that first step or the next step towards him. Now, we can be at any stage in our walk to take that next step. We can be in the boat, looking around at the waves and the wind and the rain, or we can be the ones who see Jesus for the first time walking towards us and don't know who he is. Or we can be the one who definitely knows it's Jesus walking towards them, but is scared about their surroundings. Or we can be someone like Peter, who questioned at first and asked to follow him more closely. Or we could be actually like Peter and walking on the water, straight towards him. Or we could be the one that has taken our eyes off of Jesus for a second and is starting to sink. Or we could be the one that Jesus pulls up at the end. All the thing we need to do is ask Jesus wherever we are to come into our lives, and it's that simple. So my challenge for everyone here today is twofold. One, spend time with God and do what he says through that time to make your foundation strong like the house upon the rock. And the second one is invite Jesus into your lives, focus on him, and take the next step towards him. We are now going to sing our next hymn. Hymn number 549, How Deep Your Father's Love for Us.
Thank you.
Great, thank you. We are almost at the end of our service, but we've got one more important thing to do, and that is to say thank you to our volunteers. So can I invite my young people who are in youth group, can you come out to the front, please? Okay. If you hear your name called, can you please stand up where you are? One of our lovely young people will come to you with a card and a gift. Young people, your job is to look out and spot them, okay? Our first one is Sam Kent. Sam here. Oh, can you go over to Fran, please? Thank you. Mary McDonald, can you stand up, please? Amanda Gray. It's no particular order. Bill Emily. Bianca Hugo. Catherine Johnston. Claire Owen. Philip Owen. Judy Taylor. Jane Johnston. Diane Miller. Graham Johnston. Neil Merrilees. Katie Cameron. Jane Campbell. Kevin Campbell. Sarah McCowan. Margaret Emily. Fiona Hutchinson. Jennifer Wiley. Emma Wisher. Margaret Wright. Pat Fowlis. And there's some more volunteers who are not here with us today. Fiona Harris, Alison Haywood, Joe McKendrick, and it's not just them at all. We also have our amazing young people that help us out as well for these events. And one particular, Jake Wisher, every Friday night before Message Church, he comes and he sets up the beautiful creche. So we want to give Jacob a special card and a thank you as well, so you can give that to him. We've got Michaela, who helped us out at our last Message Church event. Ailey's not here. Gil, Robert Hutchinson, William Monks, Annie, Emily, Charlotte, Stuart, and Zira. And if your name was read out, can you please stand up, please? If you look around, these people around here are the ones who help run Message Church, Sunday Club, Creche, Youth Cafe, all these kind of amazing roles, and much more. Without them, without you guys, I couldn't be able to do my job. And I know chocolate's a small thing, but it's a great thing sometimes. I hope you really enjoy it, and remember that you are valued. We love you. I thank you personally for all the time you give up. And I hope and I pray that this summer will be restful, relaxing for each of you, and that you enjoy your chocolate bar. So can we give them all a round of applause, please? Thank you so much. I'd like to invite Charlotte up to do our prayer of thanksgiving. Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for all the amazing things that have happened over the past year. We thank you for our incredible volunteers who have given up their time to help lead our children, young people, and their families through various events and groups. We pray that you would bless them with rest, joy, and happiness over the holidays. We want to thank you for our children as well. We thank you for their joy that they bring each and every time we see them. We thank you for each and every single one of them that's been made beautifully and wonderfully by you. We thank you. Lord, we thank you for our young people. We thank you for the different skills they are developing, from art to sport and everything in between. We thank you for their faith developing through the work that you are doing in their lives. We also thank you for being with those who sat exams in May, and we pray for peace to continue to reign in them. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have Calum to come do next prayer.
Lord, we bring before you now the money that has been gifted today. We ask that you would bless these gifts and that it would be used to further your kingdom here in Newport-on-Tay. We ask that you would also bless the gifts you have installed in us, and that they too will be used for your glory here in Newport-on-Tay. We pray that you would speak to us and help us to follow the calling you have placed on each of our lives, and we would follow you faithfully each day. We pray for Connor, Callum and Cooper as they are leaving school this year to go on to university, college, and the Navy. We ask that you would bless them and be with them as they move on to the next stage in their lives. Keep them safe over the summer. We also pray for Sebastian, who is moving up to secondary school this year. Help him with the transition between primary and secondary school, and let him know that you are with him. Lord, we also want to pray for the general election coming up in a couple of weeks as well. Guide each of us with wisdom and knowledge on who to vote for. We also ask that you grant us a listening and attentive heart to the needs and desires of those who can't vote. Help us remember them on the day of the general election. We also ask that you would give our leaders wisdom and courage to stand up for those in society who need to be heard. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our next hymn is Be Thou My Vision.
And serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.